Russian authorities declared a day of mourning for the victims of two plane crashes. Officials say those two crashes could have been the result of human error or technical failure. But because the crashes came within minutes of each other, those statements have been met with widespread skepticism both inside Russia and among aviation experts in the West. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Moscow. And Lawrence, let's start with what officials are saying about their investigation.
Not an overabundance of information being given out by the government. They do say that they've recovered the flight recorders from both of these planes, the wreckage of both of these planes. They say that they're looking at all sorts of possible reasons for these crashes, possibly a mechanical failure of some sort, pilot error, perhaps poor fuel, and, of course, the possibility of a terrorist act, although they say that is not the lead version at this point. It's simply one of many.
And what do Russians say when they hear this suggestion that maybe it wasn't a terror attack?
Well, I think there's extreme skepticism among Russians with whom I speak at large, even derision in many quarters. It's very interesting to note the reaction in the Russian media. If you follow the state-run media, and that is Russian television, which is firmly under the control of the state, they are basically parroting the government line. They're avoiding mention of a possible terrorist attack for the most part. But if you pick up the newspapers, and the newspapers in Russia here are still fairly free and independent, this morning I have several of them right in front of me, and they are simply pouring scorn all over the notion that this could have been anything other than a terrorist attack, and they're relying on the observations and the opinions of aviation experts, both in Russia and in the West, who say this was simply too strange a coincidence, these planes falling out of the sky with no communication from the pilots of either plane, that anything was amiss on either flight, and also bringing up the fact that one of these flights emitted a signal that it had been hijacked just before it hit the ground. They say that this was simply incomprehensible, that it was some sort of mechanical problem, and accusing basically the government of a cover-up.
Well, in the face of all this skepticism, why would the government play down the possibility that it might be some kind of terrorist attack?
Well, first of all, I suppose we have to give the government the benefit of the doubt. Perhaps they're just trying to be cautious and not jump to conclusions. But as a matter of fact, this would be extremely embarrassing to the Federal Security Service, the former KGB, if this did turn out to have been a terrorist attack. There are a lot of parallels being drawn with the tragedy aboard the Kursk submarine several years ago when 118 Russian sailors died. In that case, there was a widespread effort by the Navy to cover up what happened. They tried to blame the sinking of that submarine on a collision with perhaps a foreign submarine. And they did not admit for a very long time that it had simply been negligence aboard the submarine and among naval officials that caused that disaster.
Now, it never is easy to find out what exactly caused an aviation disaster, but with that in mind, any idea when the truth might be known here?
Many people are speculating that the government wants to at least wait until next week. This weekend, there are elections in Chechnya to elect a new president. There's no doubt as to the outcome of that election. It's going to be won by a Kremlin-backed candidate. But a lot of speculation that the government doesn't want to do anything which would blacken the image of those elections, and that perhaps we'll hear a bit more next week.
Thanks very much, Lawrence.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow.